So one of the things that came up for me when we were talking in prep time was how you spoke, David, on Sunday about letting the epidemic of loneliness, I don't remember how you said it, end, whatever. But the letting is such a key piece because we think it's such a big, big deal sometimes. You know, the walls get so big and so thick and so heavy, we think we have to create a huge project, get a bulldozer in, get some friends to come help and tear them down. Like, it's a big, big deal. And it is a big, big deal, but we forget that we're free. You know, we act as though the walls just sort of appeared there and we're not really free. We're not free when the walls are there, but we are free. We always have freedom. And let is a word, and allow, that can bring back an awareness to choice and ease and return. To me, it speaks to the return to a natural state. You know, let yourself be free. Let yourself be as you were designed to be, which is all-encompassing, non-judgmental, deeply connecting. Connecting with other people is the most natural thing that we can do. And then the idea of fear comes in, and it seems like, well, that feels pretty natural. But it's not the natural state. It has become a habitual state. It has become something that we're used to feeling. And so we don't often realize that that's actually what's happening. There's fear there that's keeping us hidden. I think a lot of times, you know, when we build walls over the many, many decades that some of us have been doing it, it becomes habitual and you don't even think about that you're building a wall and why. But isn't it mostly to somehow protect the heart? Like, you don't want to get hurt? It's not my experience that in reality, when you look at what's happening and how it's happening, walls don't stop us from getting hurt. You know, what pain has walls ever stopped you from experiencing? But in reality, if we realize that part of loving is loss and pain, disappointment, regret, it's part of loving. But are you going to actually consciously choose to not love? If we saw that living in fear and keeping the fear alive and acting out of the fear stopped us from loving and experiencing love, we might, our little antenna radars might go up and go, warning, warning, fear approaching. And, you know, we would just stop. We would just let it go. Martin used to speak of letting go of versus letting go to. And the fact that sometimes, you know, we get so focused on, it's great to see something and go let it go. But I think it should be as easy and graceful as what Rachel described. Oh, okay, let that go. Okay, let that go. Because in reality, it can be. And otherwise, when we're afraid of our fear and we're fighting our walls, it's not really the stance of a person who believes in their own freedom and knows who they are in their heart of hearts is a connector being. It's pretty amazing to me that we still build walls all the time, because when you think about how natural it is to want to connect and how we've all had the experience of letting the walls tumble down, really open our hearts wide and connecting deeply. And we've had that experience and we know what it feels like. So how can it be that we keep building all these walls and we still stay disconnected from other people when by all indication we should know better? You know, I mean, like, we really do know better. We do know that building walls doesn't protect us from anything. It just creates more pain. So anyway, we have choice and we're free. And we only have choice when we choose to exercise choice. And we only have real choice in awareness. So if we're willing to bring our conscious awareness and say, what's happening here? And then when we see clearly what's happening, choose from there, it becomes just the exercising of the muscle to be free. And in being free, to be connected, to be deeply immersed in love and relationship and community and caring. You know, in a way, in the building of the walls, something happens with care in that. You know, we get to a point in the protected state that we don't see all of the things that are ours to care about and to care for and know that it's ours to do and step up to do it. Because in the protected state, we have become separate from all that is out there for us to care about. We have, consciously or not, but deliberately in some ways, removed ourselves from all that there is to care about. So yeah, I suppose in that way you can say you are protecting the heart from more pain, because if you care, you're going to have more pain. It's not really more pain, it's just a different pain. And the different pain that is separating ourselves from the truth of who we are, the beings that we were designed to be, Eden's favorite word is love bug, you know, for that. It's just, we are love bugs. We are truly just, in our natural state, love bugs. And we think we're better than that somehow, or we're more mature than that, and we're going to be wiser and do all the things that we do to keep us from just loving up to people. And then we end up with all of the results of an extended reality of walls, war, poverty, separation, in extreme cases, like, what do you call that, when races, entire races are being eradicated, you know, genocide. I mean, is not that the ultimate result of the walls that we build every single day? To be able to not, to continue to build walls and live from the place of separation so that we don't even see a person as a person anymore? Making the choices that we make, knowing what the risk is or what the perceived risk is, and then realizing that, okay, I built this wall, and as Jane was speaking to an expansion time, there might have been a reason for it at the time, but the real question in making a choice is to remake it every day. Like, don't just make it one time when you're five and then live from that and in an unconscious state, not even be aware that that's what you're doing. Make it every day. And then if you choose to not take the risk today, okay, you don't take it today, but tomorrow check out on it again and say, am I willing to take a risk? Jane mentioned in our prep time the shadow work process around dealing with risk. And it's so simple, because a person has stated that they want something, and then when you ask them what's keeping you from getting that or from trying to get that, nobody else is telling them that, oh, it's this risk that I believe is present. They know it. They already know it. You just ask the question, what's at risk? And they know the answer. But there is something about just looking at it that then becomes so clear. Oh, I get it. I'll never get what I want if I'm not willing to take this risk. It's possible that what you're afraid is going to happen is actually going to happen, but it's a certain thing that you're not going to get what you want if you don't risk doing what there is to do to get it. Take the risk, in other words, to try it. So the process that is used is to look at it without what pressure. There's no pressure that, you know, take the risk, do it. You're just looking at it, just turning it over and looking at it, and what if this and what if that, and then choose. It's a simple process that doesn't actually, for most people, probably bring up fear. How can we dismantle those choice points in which we choose something out of fear? How can we look at it more consciously and more aware so that we're not operating out of fear, we're simply looking and choosing, and then looking and choosing, and looking and choosing, and it becomes just a habitual way of making choices. And all of those choices build up and create a path. that next thing you know, you're on a path of connection and caring and deeply loving and feeling loved, as opposed to the path of loneliness, the epidemic that David was speaking of. If in a choice to connect, if I choose every day to connect with the Creator and the creation, to see an incredible flower in bloom, in that moment to stop and really see it, feel gifted by it, know the gift of that flower simply blooming and all the other amazing things in creation, if I simply stop to connect with that, how could I ever feel alone? And how could I ever bring loneliness into my world by cutting myself off from the rest of creation, like the people? There's a natural state that we can fall into effortlessly when we connect with the Creator and the creation. And then in that, each being that's right in front of us to make that choice. And then each time that we make that choice, we start to shift the neural pathways that had us learning for decades to hide out. We're not hiding from anything. There is no such thing as hiding. We only think we're hiding. It's kind of like, you know, little bitty toddlers when they think that they're playing peekaboo or whatever. Like, they think if they can't see you, they're hidden. Like, they just do this and they think they can't, that you are you, they think you can't see them because they got their eyes. Like, that's what we do, you know? We do this and we think nobody can see us. Okay, here I am, I'm safe. It's so silly. It's just so silly. And what I noticed for myself is in those times of my life that are truly heartbreaking, there's also a heart opening. Pain, sadness, and disappointment are not reasons to build walls. Very naturally, they open the heart. We just have to let it be. Just let ourselves be open. And then every time that we let that and we experience that and we remember that experience, we remember who we are, and who we naturally are is vulnerable, open-hearted, open-minded, and always ready for what's new without hiding out in fear.